LSLP Micropaper 107, Maker Literacies. Defining the term. Maker literacies refer to the practices, skills, and knowledge developed through making and remaking artifacts and texts, whether with analog materials, digital tools, or hybrid media. Drawing from constructivist and post-human theories, maker literacies conceive learning as an embodied, multimodal, and socially situated process. Thus, they emphasize design, tinkering, and relational autonomy of materials as forms of meaning-making. Their focus transcends traditional texts or linguistic outputs. Maker literacies value creativity, problem-solving, and innovation through hands-on activities. While often cultivated in informal settings, these literacies find a prominent, tangible home in physical environments such as makerspaces and hacker labs. There, people gather to share resources, knowledge, and ideas, and to engage in hands-on projects, from coding and 3D printing to crafting and engineering. They serve as active centers for collaborative learning and innovation, promoting a culture of experimentation and iterative design in which trial and error are viewed as essential components of the learning process. It is crucial, however, to problematize the very idea of these spaces. An excessive focus often falls on the sophisticated tools and gadgets they contain. Laser cutters, 3D printers, and advanced robotics kits are examples. The essence of a makerspace lies instead in its capacity to foster meaningful, inquiry-driven projects. This value is found in the culture of social interaction and the encouragement of creative exploration, which are essential for developing problem-solving skills and fostering a genuine sense of innovation. Connecting it to LSLP. At LSLP, we understand literacies as dynamic and socially intertwined practices. Maker activities foster translanguaging and multimodal meaning-making, both of which are central to our project's research philosophy. Maker literacies provide culturally relevant spaces where second languages negotiate identities across modalities and engage in meaningful communication. By emphasizing and putting material practices into action, LSLP expands the scope of language education to include how learners do language through their interactions with spaces, people, and tools. However, some of our work has problematized this very idea. We have aimed to problematize the idea of makerspace and maker literacies as environments that can be anywhere in the city. Their goal is less about using tools for their own sake. It is more about the ethos and the possibilities for creation and meaning-making in these scenarios, both overarching themes across our research, from our work on gamification to our recent efforts around AI. Expanding second language research. Maker literacies offer a framework to analyze how learners draw from their full semiotic repertoires. Speech, gesture, image, and artifact play a crucial role in their learning processes. They affect interactions, reality conceptions, and imagination to make meaning. Traditional second language acquisition research has often prioritized linguistic competence in terms of verbal interaction only. Conversely, maker literacies expand units of analysis, including multimodal and embodied forms of communication that happen during the creative process of crafting, coding, or building. Furthermore, maker literacies provide a different perspective on how materials possess relational autonomy. Objects and tools, whether cutting-edge technological artifacts or elements and materials of everyday life, could affect linguistic interactions and appear as learner agents. By incorporating maker literacies into second language research, it would be possible for scholars to notice not only what learners say, but also what they feel, do, and make in the act of communicating.